Do I look like Poppy? Yeah, okay. Hey, well, you know, I don't want this to sound cliches, but I love being here. You know, you guys are, I just appreciate the spirit in this church. And when I come here, I just experience God in my heart. And I mean, you know, what more could you have? I mean, you know, I don't care what else happens. We've experienced the presence of God in our lives. And I do really want to say, Pastor Jenny, you're doing a great job. And just keep pressing on, you know. So, well, I don't know whether you realize it yet or not, but the theme this month is giving. And all through the month of December, which, you know, I think is really a cool thing. And I love that because it is so representative of who we are. You know, Jesus said, for God so dearly prized you that he gave. He also said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. The book of Proverbs says a generous person will prosper. You know, so it's an important part of our lives. And the reality is that there is nothing that brings more fulfillment to us than being able to, you know, bless someone or something. There's nothing in us that brings more fulfillment when we do that, when we are able to do that. And I realize that, you know, most of us live out of so much need that when we have a chance to give, you know, it just becomes special. We struggle so much with, you know, all the junk that goes on in our lives. And then when something happens that maybe even in our own need, we have a chance to give, a chance to sow into someone or something, then it's just, you know, nice. It's nice. That's the only way that you can say it. And I know that we all can't wait until our kids and our grandkids grow up to a place where, you know, they can appreciate all that we want to give them. You know, we want to give them love. We want to give them emotional support. We want to give them gifts. And, you know, when they're babies, you know, maybe they don't appreciate it as much. But when they become toddlers and even then, you know, a little bit older, and they start really getting excited about receiving something from us, then it just ends up being something that's really, really special. So I wanted to give you a definition of giving, and there's a lot of them. And this is only one of them. But the definition of giving is providing love or other emotional support. Caring. And you know, that's what I want to do today. You know, we've got a 2.5 hour message here, and that's all the time that I have. But I don't know all of you, but I know a lot of you. And you know, I know we all have stuff in our life, and I just want to be an encouragement to you. You know, the Father loves you. He's on your side. There's nothing that you could ever say or do that would cause him not to love you. He's always going to be there for you, even when it doesn't feel like it. Even when you don't sense his presence is there. And so I just want you to be encouraged, no matter what kind of week you've had, what kind of day you got going on, what kind of year it's been. It's almost over. We're going to put it to bed. And you know, with every ending, there's a new beginning. But you know, when we have kids, you know, we just want to pick them up and hope they feel our love and support when they're going through a difficult time, don't we? We want to hug them. We want to touch them. We want to give them a good word. And we just hope that they feel our love and our support. And that's what giving is all about, you know. And I think, you know, as they grow, then we move on into this gift-giving thing. But it starts with love. It starts with emotional support, you know. And I was thinking how God had to give a gift before he could love us and give us emotional support. Did you think about that? You know, before we could have a relationship with him, Jesus had to come, live, you know, die, and be raised from the dead so that we could experience the Father's love and emotional support. Well, we start with our children by giving them love and emotional support, and then, you know, kind of moves on to gift giving and things like that. But with God, it's just the opposite. So let's take this month of December, and I realize there's a lot of festivities going on, and let's open up our heart, hearts and let's wrestle with this giving thing. Let's allow it. And I know some of you have been around so long that you think you know everything there is to know about giving. Well, lay that down and just kind of approach this like a new thing, you know, and open up your heart and wrestle with it, you know. And I say that because I know that a lot of us struggle with this. We don't feel like we have much to give. And I understand that. You struggle so much in your own life and you're not making ends meet and you're just barely getting by. You begin to develop this mindset that you don't have a lot to give. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that's not true. I don't care what physical possessions you have or don't have. You have God in you. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. And so you have a lot to give. So it's a lie that you need to quit buying into, and you need to recognize that I don't care where you are, who you are, what your status is, you have the opportunity to give. You have something to give. So today I'm going to share a little message with you called The Balanced Life. You might think, well, what does that have to do with giving? And I understand that. But, you know, it's called The Balanced Life. And I want to just start off by saying, even though it seems like, you know, it can be more hard than easy, it's still God's desire for you to have a life, a fulfilled life, a life of meaning. Even though life seems hard, more hard than easy, you know, sometimes more bad than good, it's still God's desire for you to have a life of meaning, for you to have a life of fulfillment. Remember what Jesus said? I've come to give you a rich and satisfying life. That's the truth. That's the words of, I have come so that you could have a rich and satisfying life. And in order for that to happen, there has to be teaching. There has to be learning. You have to open yourself up to some truth, a higher truth, because if you just stay down here and look at what's going on in your life, you might have a hard time buying into that. But if you open your heart to some teaching and some learning, then that can bring about change, the change that you need to experience in your heart and life. And that's important because Jesus also said that there's a thief out there that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And again, if you're not careful, it'll be easier to buy into that than what Jesus said about having a rich and satisfying life. You know, we deal with everyday circumstances. We deal with everyday problems. You know, we're not getting any younger. We got all these issues going on. You know, we got problems with our kids. We got problems with our grandkids. We got problems with our finances. I mean, there's problems everywhere. And if you weren't careful, you could really buy into the fact that, well, you know, Jesus said that he's going to come and steal, kill, and destroy. And, you know, you could get kind of down about that and accept that and buy into that is the higher truth. When in reality, what Jesus said was, the purpose for which he came was to give us that rich and satisfying life. Bad stuff happens, guys. Things don't always work out, you know. Life has a way of piling up. Issues in our lives has a way of piling up. Life can be hard. We make mistakes. Dear God, you know, we mess things up. And then we get to a place where we feel like too much has gone wrong and it's not going to be any different. We've done too much and, you know, there's too much water under the bridge and it isn't going to be any different. Well, in spite of all of that, in spite of all the mistakes we've made, in spite of how hard life can be, in spite of how much we mess things up, if life is going to be lived in the fullest, which includes your life in God, then you're going to have to learn that this stuff isn't just going to happen. You know, it's just not going to fall out of heaven. It's just not going to fall into your lap. There's some things that you're going to have to do, some steps that you're going to have to take. And that this is not to put a bigger burden on you. This is just to help you learn, help you come to a place and understand that if you're going to have a rich and satisfying life, the life that Jesus wants you to have, then you're going to have to take some steps. And God's going to help you take those steps. So what I'm saying is it's just not going to happen. You know, your rich and satisfying life that Jesus wants you to have, it isn't just going to happen. So let's don't be naive about that. Let's don't get upset about that. Let's don't get frustrated or discouraged about that. The reality is that life, and think about this, you're here. You're alive. You still got some time. You still got some opportunity. And that's what I want to say. Life is nothing more than a big opportunity. Every day we wake up, his mercies are new every morning, and there's going to be opportunities on the horizon. And what we do with the opportunities that God gives us, and what opportunity he gives me is going to be different than what he gives you. But the reality is that because we are here living life, taking up space, every day we're going to have opportunities to move into that rich and satisfying life that God wants us to have. And how what we do with that opportunity is going to determine, how full our lives are. What we do with the opportunities that God gives us is going to determine how full our lives are. Are y'all still here this morning? Okay. All right. And here's something else you need to learn about an opportunity. It comes in a good season and a bad season. They don't just come in good seasons. They come in bad seasons. Opportunities come, I'll say, every day. Just as much as his mercy is new every morning, opportunities come to our lives every single day in those seasons, whether they're good or bad or hard or easy. And the reality is that sometimes people take advantage of them, sometimes people don't. Just because you're given an opportunity doesn't mean you're going to take advantage of it. Sometimes people squander opportunity. Have you ever squandered an opportunity? I have. Have you ever not taken advantage of an opportunity that God's given you? I have. We all have. But we got to learn how to recognize them for what they are and then begin to take advantage of them. Sometimes people just don't pay attention. They're too busy with all the stuff that's going on in their lives that they miss the opportunity that God gives them. And then because of that, we all suffer consequences because we don't take advantage of them. We squander them. We miss them. We totally, are oblivious to them. And then we begin to suffer the consequences. And I guess what I'm kind of talking about is that there's this spiritual principle called the principle of stewardship, which is God's plan to fulfill your life. In other words, anytime something is entrusted to you, let's say an opportunity, it could be something that you purchase, something that's given you, it could be any of those things. If you give proper care to it, then it's going to bring fulfillment to your life. But if something's given to you, like an opportunity or something that you purchase or something that's given to you, and you don't take care of it, how many of you know it's going to bring you a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress? That's what stewardship is all about. It's one thing to get something, but it's another thing to take care of it. It's one thing to get a paycheck, but it's another thing to do the right thing with it. It's one thing to buy a house, but it's another thing to take care of it. Are you all following me here? It's another thing to buy a new car, but then it's a total another thing to take care of it. That's what stewardship is. And if we do right by what has been given to us, whether it's an opportunity or a thing, then it's going to bring fulfillment to our lives. But if we don't, then it's going to bring stress and anxiety to us. Are y'all following me here? So what we have to do is we have to learn how in this balanced life to learn how to receive the gifts that God gives us, but then also we have to learn how to take care of them. We have to learn how to get the most out of those opportunities. And can I say, as it relates to God gifting us, there are three basic things that God gives us. Number one is time. From the moment that you draw a breath into your body till the last breath that you take, you have time. We have all been given time. It's a gift that God has given us. He doesn't live inside this thing called time, but we do. And every day that we get up and live a new day is evidence that God isn't done with this and that we have time to take advantage of maybe, let's just say, the opportunities that God gives us. So he gives us time, number one. The second thing he gives us is talent. There's not a person that comes into this life who does not have a gift. We all have been given some kind of gift. You know, some people can sing, some people can preach, some people can build things, some people can destroy things, some people can, you know, make babies. You know, I mean, we've all been given a talent. You know, Zella? I mean, we all know Zella has a gift. Good Lord, what a gift. I told her, Mom, I want to take her home. She said, you'd bring her back in 10 minutes. I mean, okay, so that's Zella. You know, she's got a gift that she'll carry throughout her whole life. You've got a gift. Now, you may not be taking advantage of it. You may not be utilizing it. But you've got a gift. You've been given time, and you've got talent. I don't care how talentless you feel, God didn't make a mistake when he created you, and he put something on the inside of you that's going to give you the ability to take advantage of the third gift that he's given you, and that's treasure. Treasure is what your time and your talent afford you with the ability to gain. You know, every one of us have time, and we've got talent, and that's going to give us the ability to create this thing called treasure. Every one of you have on the inside of you these three things, and I don't want you to forget this. You have time, you have talent, and you have treasure on the inside of you. Now, how many of you have ever felt like you didn't have enough of any one of these things? How many of you have ever felt like you didn't have enough time? There's just not enough time in the day. I just don't have enough time to get everything done. That's a lie. You've got all the time that you need to do everything that God has called you to do. The thief's purpose is to come and steal, kill, and destroy, and to make you think that you don't have enough time. How many of you have ever thought, I don't have enough talent? I look at other people that are so gifted. Lately, I've been enamored with Taylor Swift. I don't know why. And I got to be really careful about this because I don't want to be thought of as a dirty old man, but I am a Swiftie through and through. And I didn't even know who she was 6 months ago. You know, and I begin to think she's beautiful. She's got all this talent. She opens her mouth and she's fills a football stadium, and you know, and you could think, you could look at somebody else and you could say, because of what somebody else has, you could look at yourself and say, I don't have any talent. That's not true. You've got talent. You may not be able to fill a football stadium with people to entertain, but you know what? You can do something. There's gifts on the inside of you that you need to take advantage of, and we need to quit worrying about what somebody else has and quit saying, well, if I just had some talent, not just never be like her. Well, who cares? Just be you. That's who God's called you to be, is you. Quit trying to be somebody else. Just recognize that God has put gifts on the inside of you. He's given you a talent that he wants you to take up. How many of you have ever said, I don't have enough money? We've all said that. I don't have enough treasure. It's a lie. It's not much how much money you make. It's what you do with what you make. You need to learn that God has given you all the time, the talent, and the treasure that you need to do what he's called you to do. Because Jesus said that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, bad stuff happens. Things don't always work out. Life has a way of piling up, but we just need to put our trust in him. The truth is that each of us, all the time you need, all the talent you need, and all the treasure you need to live a meaningful life, to have a fulfilled life. The reason that we don't feel like we have enough of any of these things comes back to the stewardship thing. What are we doing with it, or what are we not doing with it? Poor stewardship of any of these things will lead to life getting out of balance. You know, I don't know what it is, but you know, I'm not as old as Poppy yet, but I'm right on his tail. But I've been getting, you know, I've been having these little dizzy spells, you know, especially when I get around Poppy. I don't know what it is, you know. But, you know, life can be dizzy sometimes. It can be confusing when things get out of balance. You know, when you lose your balance, it can be frustrating. You know, life can become chaotic. How about that? Have you ever experienced that in your life? You know, because we've taken these incredible things that God has given us and we've allowed them to get out of balance. Our time, you know, people are taking advantage of it, or you're not giving proper stewardship over it. It's not that you don't have enough of it. It's just that you're not taking care of what you have. And I'm not saying this to condemn anybody. It's easy to get out of balance. It's easy to get dizzy. It's easy to lose sight of the fact that God has given us everything we need. We just need to learn how to take care of it. So that's what I'm wanting to help you with. I want to help you learn how to live a balanced life so that your life can have meaning and you can have a life of fulfillment. When things get out of balance, we start misusing our time. When things get out of balance, we start misusing our talent. And when things get out of balance, we start misusing our treasure. Can I give you an example here? I brought my little tea over here. Let me grab that. Let me just talk about it for a minute, and then because I can't show you what I want to do and hang on to this microphone. You know, here's what I want to do. I want to help you get your life back. Is that okay? Yeah. You know, I want to help you find some balance when it comes to your time, when it comes to your talent and your treasure. You know, I just want to help you take some steps forward this morning. You know, it doesn't mean that we're just going to solve all your problems. If you've been misusing your time, talent, and treasure for years, it you're not going to get back there overnight, but at least I can give you a little bit of understanding so that you can begin to take some steps back towards that. Davide, will you come here? Will you come here and hold this for me? Just hold that for me. Thank you. I love you. You're a good young man. So let me, we're talking about balance, okay? How are you going to get balance back into your life? So let me talk to you about the laws of balance, all right? We'll find out in a minute here. There's three basic laws of balance. Number one is you have to have a reference point. Can you stand down there on the floor and balance that pole in your hand, in your palm? The bottom of it, you watch the lights. Can you balance it? Okay, here, let me show you. Let the old man show you. You hold the microphone. In order to live a balanced life, you have to have a proper reference point. So, in other words, you have to keep your eye on your time. You have to keep an eye on your talent. You have to have a proper reference point. So if you're going to live a balanced life, here, don't go anywhere. If you're going to live a balanced life, then you have to keep your eye on your time and your talent and treasure. You just can't go through life and not pay any attention to it. What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your talent? What are you doing with your treasure? It's like budgeting, you know, it's like paying attention to your checkbook and, you know, your money and things like that. Are y'all following me here? And here's another thing. The second thing you need to do in order to live a balanced life is to make constant corrections. I'm making corrections with my hand. Holy smoke, I'm getting dizzy. This didn't do that when I was at home. So what are you going to do? You're going to keep your eye on your time, your talent, and your treasure, and you're going to quit saying you don't have enough of any one of those three things. You need to pay attention to what's going on. How are you using your time? What are you doing with your talent? What are you doing with your treasure? Pay attention to it. And then you have to make constant corrections. Why? Because we all make mistakes. We do stupid things. We make wrong decisions. Life gets out of balance. And so you have to make corrections. You have to bring things back into focus, so to speak. And then the third thing, you write these down, pay attention to your, keep your eye on the mark, make corrections. And the third thing is that you have to have a goal. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your time? What do you want to... Here, Davide, you hold this. Stay right here with me. I only got an hour to go, so... It... So what are you gonna do? What's your goal? What do you want to do with your time, your talent, and your treasure? So I want you to keep a hold of those three laws, because weaving these three laws into your time, talent, and treasure will allow you to regain control of your life. If you start paying attention to what you're doing with your time, you make corrections. When you recognize that you're not handling the time, the way that you should, and then have a goal. What do I want to do with my time? What do I want to do with my talent? What do I want to do with my treasure? And I know all three of these things are valuable to you, right? I mean, your time is valuable. The gift that God has given you is valuable to you, and your money is valuable to you. So let's not ignore these three things. Let's put these things to work, because if you violate any one of these three laws, you don't pay attention, you don't make corrections, you don't have a goal in mind, it'll throw everything off. Life will become chaotic, you'll get dizzy, and things won't work out. If you refuse to establish a proper reference point, if you refuse to make constant corrections, if you don't develop a goal or have a clear objective, it will make balance impossible. Nothing will ever work out the way that it's supposed to. Okay, I want to show you why we all struggle with this. Because if you violate the laws of balance, the consequences of that violation are not immediate. Let me explain to you what I mean by that. I want you to think about that. This is why we struggle with keeping an eye on our time. This is why we struggle with making the corrections that we need to make in our life. And this is why we don't have any goals, because the consequences of those violations are not immediate. The law of Pinocchio doesn't apply here. You know what the law of Pinocchio is? He told a lie, and his nose grew immediately. Isn't that what had happened? Well, you know, where there are immediate consequences, you doing okay? Where there are immediate consequences, we change. Here, let me give you an example. If every time you told a lie, your nose grew, you'd quit lying. Here's another one. If every time you looked at something you shouldn't look at, your eyes got bigger, you would quit looking at what you're not supposed to look at. If you are listening to something you shouldn't listen to and your ears got bigger, you know, the older I get, the bigger my ears get, and I'm really worried about it. You know, I remember when Oral Roberts died, his ears were as big as elephant ears. And I'm thinking, that's what's going to happen to me. If you listen to something that you shouldn't listen to and your ears got bigger immediately, you'd quit listening to those things. But because we don't experience the consequences of things getting out of balance in our lives, we don't make the adjustments or the corrections that we need to make. You can sit down. You can take my tea with you. All right. Thank you, Davide. You know, real quick, and I'm just about done with my introduction here. But this kind of reminds me of the principle of sowing and reaping, something that the whole kingdom of God is based on. This is God's plan to provide for you. The consequences of this law, good or bad, sowing and reaping, good or bad, are always felt later and greater. Isn't that right? Yeah. When you sow something, you don't get an immediate blessing out of it or an immediate curse out of it. The blessings of sowing and reaping are always felt later and greater. We don't have a time problem. We don't have a talent problem. We don't have a treasure problem. We have a balance problem. You know, so what are we going to do about that? How are we going to resolve that? Well, with us, everything should begin and end with God. Isn't that true? You know, let me read a scripture to you, our text scripture. I just realized I haven't read a scripture yet. Well, I quoted some. But like here in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And in all of our getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She will deliver you. Wisdom. The Message Bible says, above all and before all, do this, get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Get understanding. Throw your arms around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. Never let her go. She makes your life glorious. She'll garland your life with grace. She'll festoon your days with beauty. God is wisdom, and Jesus has made him available to us. So I don't know about you, when it comes to resolving the issues in my life, then I want to go to God. How about you? You know, I'm going to go to God, and I'm going to say, okay, God, what do I do? What corrections do I need to make in my life? Now, I don't have, you know, this is my only shot with you out of this entire month. So I'm just going to give you, you know, and our theme is giving. And so I just want to give you a little tidbit, you know, to begin to think about this process of taking control of your life again, about regaining your life or having a balanced life. You've got all the time you need, the talents you need, and the treasure that you need, but your life is a mess. So what corrections do I need to make? What adjustments do I need to make? I need to get my focus back on my time, talent, and treasure, and I need to make some corrections, and I need to develop some goals. So I'm going to go to God, and I'm going to get the wisdom and the understanding that I need to make the corrections that I have to make in my life personally. Y'all with me here? So, okay, our theme this month is giving. One of the first things that you need to do, you need to learn to do, is to give. Learn how to begin to give a little bit of your time and your talent and your treasure to something other than yourself. That is an immediate correction that we can make. We need to stop saying that I don't have enough time. Because when you don't think you have enough time, then you don't give your time away. You don't do anything with your time outside of trying to survive and live your own life. So the first step that we can take as believers, because this is such a part of our lives, because God dearly prized me, he gave. Jesus said it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Proverbs says a giver will prosper in her life. I need to start figuring out ways. Here's the first correction I can make, how to give a little bit of my time to someone or something outside of me. I don't care if you don't feel like you have enough time. You need to make this correction. We're going to God for wisdom here. We're going to God for understanding. And the first thing that God did was gave. He gave so that we could have a life. So I'm going to take a little bit of my time. I don't have to take a week or, you know, I don't have to take 8 hours out of a day. I'm going to take a little bit of my time, and I'm going to figure out a way to use a little bit of my time for the benefit of someone other than myself or something outside of my sphere. Are you following me? So then I'm going to take a little bit of my talent. I've got a talent, I've got a gift, I use it every day to produce treasure for myself and for my own family, and I'm going to figure out a way to use it for someone else. Following me? Isn't this the wisdom that God gives? Well, I don't have enough talent. Yes, you do. The reason that you don't think you do is because you're not giving good stewardship over it. And one of the first corrections that you and I need to make in our lives is to quit consuming all of our talent on ourselves, trying to make ends meet, and find somebody else that needs a little help that my talent can bless. Every week, Viola, What's your daughter's name?
Zella.
Zella.
Viola. No. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, listen, I started taking Predigen about 6 weeks ago, but it hasn't kicked in yet. Zella takes a little bit of her time, and she goes around and hugs everybody, and she uses her talent, and, you know, she every week she comes to church, and she gives a little bit of it away. To you, to me, a little. But you get the point, right? You know, I'm just saying, I didn't even mention treasure yet. I didn't even want to bring up money because I know you're struggling. I know you don't think you have enough. But maybe, what if the reason that you don't have enough is because you're not giving a little bit of it away? You can find something to give. You know, the only wrong answer is to do nothing, to not make the correction. We need to figure out a way to give something that belongs to us to someone or something. That's why God asks us to bring tithes and offerings, so that we wouldn't allow ourselves to just be consumed with ourselves. So, okay, Davide, come up here and let's balance that thing. So in order to live a balanced life, you know, you got time, talent, and treasure. You're going to put it on your hand, and you're going to keep your eyes on that T. Keep it your eyes on, and make corrections. Make your corrections. Yeah, and then have a goal. And you're going to find yourself. Look at that. Look at how he's improved because he's made some corrections. Okay, you can put that down. Good job. Okay, Davido, the show's over. So, okay, this is what I want to leave you with today. You all got all the time you need, the talent you need, and the treasure you need to live a fulfilled life. If your life is dizzy, if it's chaotic, if it's gotten out of balance, then quit feeling sorry for yourself. And the corrections that you need, and first correction that you need to make, is you need to start giving a little bit of your time, a little bit of your talent, and a little bit of your treasure to someone or something outside of your own little box. And that correction will begin to move you to the fulfilled life that God wants you to have. Let's all stand. Before I give this back to Jenny, I want to just pray for you, okay? Because, man, I know how hard life can get, you know? You know, Doug, I got a word for you this morning, you know? I want to make sure that you're not seeking healing. You seek the healer. Amen. You seek the healer, and your healing will come. Sometimes, you know, we can get so caught up in the circumstance that we're dealing with that we seek what we need instead of the one who gives us what we need. So I'm not saying you're not doing that. I'm just saying I just felt I wanted to say that to you. Just seek the healer. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God, our healer. And he'll take care of that. He's going to provide in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we love you, and we just thank you that in the midst of our chaos, in the midst of our struggles, we can find balance. We can find fulfillment if we have the courage to make the corrections that we need to make. And Lord, I don't know everybody's life or what everybody's going through, but right now, in Jesus' name, to the one who struggles the most, to the one whose life has gotten so far out of balance that they can't see a way back, I pray that they would just understand, if they just begin to make a little correction. There's so many things that we can do, but the first thing that we can do is take what we don't think we have enough of and begin to give it outside of ourselves and watch you multiply it back to our lives. And I just pray that whoever we are, wherever we're at, whoever might be within the sound of my voice this morning, that God needs to make a correction, needs to gain control of their lives, needs to eliminate the chaos and the confusion and the dizziness from their life. We'll just take this little step and find somebody that might be a little worse off than themselves and begin to participate in meeting their need, giving a little bit of their time, their talent, and their treasure to someone else or to something else in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.